that it isn't started that far yet.
Hey, Blair.
Yeah. So you and Uncle Ralph, after you were married, you lived in West Virginia.
Yeah, we lived in West Virginia. Well, and we lived in East Chicago, Indiana, and, you know, in different places.
Uh-huh. Okay, and at what point did you come back to live at the farmhouse?
That's for, was it 51?
Okay, when you came back, was Grandma still living at the farmhouse?
Yeah, Grandma, they were all there.
Well, that's what I thought. Carl asked me, he said, did Grandma, you know, your Grandma and Grandpa, were they both still living there when you moved back? And
yeah.
I said,
oh, yeah.
I think so, because every time I came down, when I was little, I remember Grandma still being there. Okay, so she they were still there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how you met Uncle Ralph.
Church. Sunday school. And on Greenbrier, I know that myself. I saw her flirting with
him. She'll fix things. Just give her time. She'll fix them.
Well, and then Oscar said Eleanor Francis was like me. Is she? Was that
so.
Some of her?
Yeah, I think so.
I think probably. So anyway, and then you guys got married and Then in about 51, you moved back to the farm and stayed there?
I seem like it was 51. Now, I can't tell you, because I can't remember dates and all. I just know it happened, and that's all I know.
Okay, do you remember anything in particular about growing up with my father?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anything. Tell me anything, because he's not around to tell you it's not true.
We always loafed together, me and Oscar did. Mm-hmm. We loafed together an awful lot. Wherever he went,
come
by Jerry
here,
would
Carl.
Pick it.
I want to show you my brood, okay?
He always scared me. What he don't do, he knowed I was afraid of a snake.
And
we could be walking on the highway, or you know, it was in a country road, with no pavement or nothing. He'd pick up a little stick and say, snake, and naturally I'd jump and squall, and then tickle him to death.
Yes.
And wherever he went, he always liked for me to go with him. I don't know, regardless of where we went to church or whatever he was going, he always wanted me to go along.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember, you know, just anything of really importance to tell you.
Do you know that my father always loved to scare me? If we went down to the basement and we'd be coming up, he'd be behind me and he'd be going, get you, you know, all the way up the steps.
Yeah.
Or he'd hide behind a door. And when we'd come through and he'd jump out and get us.
Yeah.
And it got to where by the time I was married, I was so jumpy at a shadow. You know, and I still am.
Yeah.
If he walks up behind me quietly, I just jump right out of my skin.
We've got this jumpy nerves. And me or Opal, either one.
Yeah.
Now, lots of times I can be in the kitchen and her just walk up behind me and not say a word and I'd turn around. Well, naturally,
you jump. Yeah, well, that's what I do too.
Well,
and I think it's because Dad used to jump out at us.
I think that's just nerves that you inherited it.
Uh-huh. Are you feeling pretty good?
Well, fair. I've got bad circulation in my legs.
Uh-huh.
And that makes it kind of bad.
Isn't that
of course, I'm taking circulation pills. And then she's getting older.
All four of them.
And you were born in 1911, right? Okay, I've got that written down. I know on
July 4th,
1911. So you were an Independence Day baby.
Yeah. See, I'm 85. I was 85.
Well, I want you to know that you always made us feel so welcome when we come to the farm.
Well, tried to.
Well, you certainly did, and I hope I do my children or grandchildren or nieces or nephews, whatever, the same when they come to my house, because we always felt so welcome.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. We didn't have nothing.
Well, I don't know. You didn't need anything, evidently, but just your kindness to us. And I've thought of Uncle Ralph so much. I loved him very much.
Yeah,
so,
I love Ralphie. He's been gone now.
Would you like to have something to drink?
No, thanks. We just got done eating.
Let's see, he died in
85. But you just sat down and all over here and argue with that Eleanor Francis.
He was 77 years old when he died.
Those are all great-grandchildren.
1908.
1908. So he's the age of my mother.
His grandson.
Is it?
Yeah, my mother was born in 08.
Yeah.
Your mother, huh?
My mama was born in 1908. March.
Mm-hmm. I was born in 1909.
Yeah, so mama's a year older Orleans. Than you. But she's still doing well. She, you know, has taken care of herself in the house yet, and hopefully Brother and Betty get over there to take care of her. She'd rather...
Well, I'm thinking of it. Did you see that trailer?
Oh, honey.
Yes, I did. Isn't that gorgeous?
That was so pretty. That's been so pretty. It's one of them vining begonias.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Because ours is not a trailer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's been so pretty all summer. It's getting great.
She gave it away.
It's getting kind of puny looking now since we had it froze.
Well, you know, we own a dime store.
Yeah, I knew that.
And in May the 1st till the middle of June every year, we set up a greenhouse behind our store.
And your what?
We set up a greenhouse behind our store. We have a greenhouse for 6 weeks in May and the first 2 weeks of June. Yeah, and we've had it now. This was our fourth or fifth year for it, Carl, that we've had it.
92, 93, 94, 95, 96.
This was our fifth summer to have it, and I've learned the difference between a dandelion and a rose. And that's a petunia.
Yeah, that's if the rose isn't yellow.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Carl, I'm not half as silly as I act because I don't care.
I had that problem once in a while too.
Well, I never was hard of hearing until recently. I had a heart attack and was in the hospital, and with a lot of other complications. I was in there 16 days, and I don't know whether it was the medication or what it was. And a lot of times Vivian will have to get right down and shake me, you know, to make me hear.
Is that right?
I don't hear the telephone unless I happen to be sitting over there right by.
Uh-huh. And you don't have a hearing aid?
I got one, but it's up there, it stays from dry.
They work real good up on the shelf somewhere.
Yeah, they look good up there, I think.
That's why my mother is.
I don't... It's a more of a complicated thing than it is good, I think, or that mine is. And he's had bought two, and he can't wear it either one of them.
Uh-huh. His mother lives with us, and she has a hard time. She has one in each ear, and she has a hard time adjusting to it.
Yeah.
Either, you know, we lived with her for 4 years first without having one, so we got to where we talk loud, and then as soon as she gets it, one day it's in, one day it's not, and you never know. I mean, you don't go look to see if they're in, so you're still talking loud, and she's, shh, you know, so.
And she's keeping house for you when you're gone.
Well, no. Well, she's at the house. Our daughter comes and stays with her while we're gone.
Good.
We have three girls, and one of them lives close enough that she's able to come and stay.
Yeah, I hear you had three, Dawn,
Debbie, and Diane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're all doing well. Gave us 10 grandchildren.
You've got 10 grandchildren?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you're beating Doris Sue.
Uh-huh.
Doris has got 6.
Is that right?
And I've got 6, let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9. I've got 9 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
Bronson's oldest daughter, Elaine, she lives in California. And she has got a degree in... what is that hard degree to get?
Any of them.
She works with the sun and the stars and the moon and
astrology?
The water.
Astrology?
I don't know. Anyway, she went to Boston, Massachusetts and got her degree.
Sounds to me like a God degree.
Yeah.
Stars and moon and all that.
Yeah. So anyway, she was married 15 years and then had a little girl.
Oh, my. And this is her first,
first one.
And her only one
that's
so
the
far.
Only one.
Climbing up in that chair.
Oh, my goodness. Is that something?
Yeah. Bronson was the oldest of our children, and he was the last one to have a grandchild.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, let me get on with my questions,
okay?
Now, you told me when you were married.
Yeah.
Where did you get married, and where did you meet Uncle Venice?
I don't know where, maybe.
just going down the road, and I said, howdy, and he said, howdy.
Well, I'm surprised you've only got one husband in that case.
Yeah, well, I did well to get him. I guess we met him. We moved right across the street from where he was a boarding. And he come over there and was a talking around, and I, when I come from work, well, I that's where I met him. We're just as a neighbor, I guess.
As a neighbor, okay. And where did you live when you got married? Or where did you get married?
We got married here in Ashland, out on Condit Street, by Preacher Brown.
Okay, and have you all, then you and he have always lived in Ashland?
Yeah, I met him in Ashland.
And you met him in Ashland. Okay, now you worked down at that park concession when I was young.
Yeah.
How many years did you do that?
5 years.
Okay, and then after that you bought a restaurant.
I went to the YMCA restaurant and managed it then, and they was going to have a new one and do away with the cafeteria part of the restaurant. So I sold my all I had. I was renting it, but all I had was just my pots and pans and all, and I sold it and bought me a pizza shop, Sam's Pizza.
Oh,
and I went in the pizza business, and I was there till I broke my leg. And then from that on, I took this polyomyalgia allergy. It's one form of arthritis. Mm-hmm. And see, I can't walk now. I'm drunk as a badger. I couldn't walk straight over there to where Carl is.
Uh-huh.
Got wobbling, maybe falling. And I've fallen and I've broken my back, I broke both shoulders, I broke a leg, I broke an arm, and I just had all of it along.
Well, it's a good thing you don't walk on your head, ain't it?
Yeah, I'd have broke it.
You'd have broke it for sure.
It wants to hit something all the time.
What was the last year then you had the restaurant, or had the pizza shop?
Get my deed done and sell 100 something.
Oh no, it's not that important.
Oh,
I just wondered.
Approximately. About 70, I guess.
In 70?
This is 86, no way.
No, this is 96. So that would have been 26 years ago.
Oh no. We've lived here at this house. We built this house. And we've lived here 28 years in this one. And we were living here, I'll say it's been about 16 years ago.
Okay. Okay.
That would be what year? Can you subtract?
1980.
All right.
Okay.
About 1980.
Okay. Did Grandpa and Grandma, either one drive?
No.
That's what I thought. I didn't remember ever seeing either
Oppie
of them.
Bought a car, and Vivian and Oscar fought over driving it. Did you tell her that? And Oscar always said that Vivian did the driving and he had to go along to fix flat tires.
Oh.
And he said Vivian wouldn't go without him because she couldn't fix
flat tires. Is that uncomfortable?
Yeah. No, okay. It's not bothering me, you know.
Okay.
And, I was already married.
Okay.
No, I don't know whether I was married or not. Because Poppy and Mommy moved to Asia. That's before any of us is married.
Okay. From and where? From where?
From the farm.
They owned the farm?
Yeah.
The farm where yeah. I know of now.
Yeah.
Then both of them moved into Ashland?
Ashland. Poppy quit teaching school and he got him a job at Armco. Worked less than a year and he broke his leg. And they offered him a cash, you know, benefit or a lifetime job. He took the cash and went back to the country.
Okay.
And Ernest and me stayed on, Ernest was working at Armco, and that was my oldest brother, and I was working, and we stayed on in here. We both we boarded at the same place. Mm-hmm. And then I got married in August, and then he got married the next May.
Ernest got married in May?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know what day.
Okay.
Clemens was an Elliot, you know.
Clemens Elliot.
Elliot. We call it Elliot. Elliot was the right name.
One L or two? E-L-L?
I-O-E-T-T, uh-huh, Elliot. Elliot is the right name. We always said Elliot.
Uh-huh, okay. What year did the farmhouse burn down? Do you have any idea? Was it in the 60s?
Poppy died in 65.
56.
Poppy died in?
56.
Well, you see, Poppy was already dead before.
Poppy died in 56 or 65?
56, because I was in the ninth grade, and I got married in 60, and I believe it was after I was married that it burned.
Oh, it burnt down in about 2 or 3 months after Poppy died, didn't it, Vivian?
Really, I don't.
Poppy died. I can go back. Poppy died in the 13th of
November,
and it burned down between that and Christmas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't. I can't. I know when it happened, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you dates, and because I just didn't take no dates down.
I'm not asking you to look for what I'm going to mention, but if either of you have pictures of your grandma and grandpas when you're gone, make sure that your children, of course you don't have children, but whoever is going to be here to get your pictures, make sure that they don't just throw them. Make sure they know that I would like some copies.
I wish sometimes you'd come down and go through my pictures and pick out the ones you want.
I would love to have a picture of Grandma and Grandpa, Sam and Lucy. Yeah. I would love to have a picture of her parents, his parents, and if you had one from the generation back.
Well, now I've got out there in the country, I've got one of great-grandpa and grandma Manning, mommy's mother and dad, and their whole family. I've got it in a frame out there, framed up.
Grandpa Manning, and that's Lucy's parents.
Yeah, they had 4 girls and 4 boys.
They had 4 girls.
I had a picture of all of them after they were well matured.
Uh-huh. After the kids were grown then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I used to have a picture of great-grandpa and grandma, but I don't know why. See, Mommy lost her mind nearly. There she had them many strokes.
You mean Lucy,
yeah.
Grandma?
Yeah. For a long time, she wasn't. If she would be alert at times and maybe the thing go real bad, but she was always losing her purse. And somebody was always stealing her money and, you know, went mm-hmm. through that. And I don't know. I've got some. Have you got the pictures of the ones up there at home that Oscar and Russell and Vivian and me together?
Uh-uh.
You don't have none of
them. The only picture I got that I saw that Daddy had was you two with Betty Jo and then her alone with Betty Jo. And I got me a copy and made my sister a copy.
Oh. Well, I've got...
I don't even remember the pictures.
Would you like a copy? I'll send you a copy if you'd like it.
Okay, well, welcome drunk, Carl.
You know, I wondered when I saw that picture if that was the original. I wondered if you had a copy of your own.
No, I don't.
Well, Vivian, I'll sure see that you get one.
Well, that's be a lot of trouble, won't it?
Oh, no, honey. Hey, they got these new machines that it's, you know, you've seen copy machines that copy a letter or something. Well, they've got copy machines that copy pictures.
Yeah.
And the copy came out better than the picture. I was just shocked. Mm. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll sure get you a copy. And I'll sure see that you get that.
I'm not one of these
organized
people. No, I'm not organized.
That's probably why Dad said we were alike.
I'm not organized. I never was organized. And never intend to be. Till I get to heaven, and then I'm going to really be organized.
You're going to let him straighten it out, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. He'll straighten everything out for me.
Yeah, that's good way to look at it.
That's Venison
the oldest.
Oh, is that sweet.
Grandbaby.
Remember when we used to knock a watermelon in the head? Do you remember when you used to knock a watermelon in the head?
No.
Those were the good days.
Yeah.
Those were the
good
days.
And we didn't have sense enough to know it.
Isn't that the truth?
Didn't have sense enough to know it.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I know them pictures. There's Mommy.
Oh, that's good, Aunt Opal.
Mommy, nothing, that's you.
That's you, yeah, that's you.
When I pace the car, if I pace the mirror and see that old woman following me, I'd get so mad at her. I'm trying to hunt them pictures of them.
That's good. No, that's okay. Yeah, yes. That's good.
There's Talmadge and his wife.
Oh, that's good. He's still flying?
Yeah. He thought he was going to get to, that's Bronson's wife. He thought he was going to get to retire with full retirement.
Uh-huh.
But he missed a 12 out of all the pilots.
Oh.
Now, what do you know? I thought that was Mommy.
That's good.
That's a better picture of Talmadge and Betty Bird.
Oh, that's a good picture, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Doris's daughter, so.
Yeah. How is Doris doing?
Doris is taking her chemotherapy and her
radiation,
taking both of them. She's halfway through with her radiation. And she's got good looking, baby. You can look as well as I can.
Well, I don't know what you're looking for.
I'm looking for them pictures.
I just don't believe you've got them.
Oscar and Russell and...
I don't believe you've got them in here.
Yes, I have. They're in here somewhere.
Is it a fairly recent picture, Aunt Opal?
Yeah. And about the last time Russell was out there, he was
That's
sick.
Darwin, isn't
That's
it?
That's Darwin, yeah. Darwin looks just like he always did.
There's one, she might.
Yeah, Darwin does look just like, that's good.
That's
really good.
That's Doris Sue.
Yeah.
Oakland, Venice.
That's real good.
There's us at one of the children's weddings.
Uh-huh. That's good, too.
There's a couple of old cotton tops.
That's good.
There's Doris's daughter and her husband.
Boy,
children.
She looks like Doris, doesn't she?
Now, here's the old one from out in our country at one of the reunions.
Uh-huh. That's good. Yes, you know. Oh, that looks familiar. Uh-huh.
Now, here's the youngest one we have of Oscar sitting there in Mommy's lap.
Is that Grandma? And oh my goodness, is that something?
That's four. Russell's not in there.
Grandma was a pretty young woman, wasn't she?
She was considered the best looking. They used to tell Vivian and me when we was growing up, well, we was right good looking. We never as good looking as our mother.
Now, Aunt Opal, you don't have this written on the back. So this would be Ernest?
Yeah.
And Opal? Vivian and my dad.
Oscar.
Would you let me take it and get a copy?
Yeah,
I will get it back to you within a month.
No, you don't worry about getting
it
back.
Oh, I will, Aunt Opal. I will get it back to you.
This is sent at the homecoming.
That's good.
Huh. Here's me and we're acting the silly.
Can I take this one too?
Yeah.
I will get them back.
Any of them you want.
That's good, too.
And there's one that's
This has got Oscar in it, Ross.
We were just
us four out at the cemetery. You may have that, I don't know.
No, I don't think I do. I don't recall having that one. I know it didn't come from me, it's not written on the back.
Well, I know what you mean.
I try really hard.
Everyone should write on the back. I don't.
Look at this one here. This is Grandma, first grandma, grandpa. Look at this one. Now you know why she reminds Daddy of me. So I'm going to take those for copies.
There's one of Oscar with me and Russell, I believe.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
It's kind of dim.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that one probably wouldn't copy real good.
That's Bronson's oldest daughter and her husband and baby.
Aww.
Elaine.
Well, now, this is the one that just had the baby?
No, that's the one that was married 15 years before she ever had it.
So,
it's just small now.
Uh-huh.
It's not too big.
Oh.
But I think it's going to some kind of a school.
Oh, because it's too small? You mean for its age, it's too small?
Well, and it just was going, you know how they start them in school so early.
Preschool.
Preschool, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I say she just loves it, and she don't want to go leave. She wants to
stay there.
Yeah,
she says she's learned all there is to learn at home, and
what's
she wants to go out to school.
She's learned it all. That's good. Isn't that good? Of Doris.
Hopefully, and Doris Sue.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Oh, I've got some pictures here of Russell. I wouldn't want to show you. After he was so sick, they just let the little fella starve to death.
Really?
Yeah. He was had a feeding tube. And, you know, around them nursing homes, they do just what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know care whether he was dead or not. Did you find them good ones of all four of us?
I don't know what I found and what I didn't find.
She found some good ones. I think it was good. Yeah, I didn't even give that to you.
And I've got a whole big drawer full, now not a little drawer like this,
mm-hmm.
in there of Mommy's pictures and old pictures. That if you've got time, we'll go through them now.
I got time to go through some of them, Aunt Opal. I would love, I tell you, I don't know when I'll ever get down here again. And I'm afraid if I don't get a picture now, I might not ever have it. I got to ask you a couple more things, though.
All right, darling.
Do you know how Grandpa and Grandma met?
Yeah, I met at Sunday school. They both was a teaching Sunday school up there on Greenbrier where Mommy was raised, and they met there.
Okay.
And they married in the year, I wrote and told you when they married.
Yes,
but
I got
I can't write enough to be have them palsy nerves.
Well, that's just why I'm using this, because I can't write that fast either, or that much. Did you know Grandma's Mama and Dad? So your Grandma and Grandpa Manning, did you know them?
Real well. Best. Okay. No, the one you...
Okay, wait just a minute.